Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio once again to Sandra Garley, who's been doing planning for the city of Palmer for how many years now?
Since 2008.
2008.
Just finishing up my eighth year.
Wow, that's a long time. And I know we've talked in the past about your experience in other places, both here in the Valley and in other areas. But this is kind of I guess it's a question I've had. Planners, do they plan so well that they tend to stay in positions longer than other people in departments in a city or a borough?
Well, that kind of depends on what's going on in the community. If the community is doing well and people are reasonably satisfied with the product of the community, then yes, it's a wonderful position because you get to be there long enough to see things implemented that you have helped initiate or at least helped bring along to fruition. But there are other communities where things are, perhaps they're growing really, really fast or they're not growing at all. And then the planning position can be very politicized. And so they tend to go through planners very quickly. I've been fortunate because I've kind of been in the same, I've been in both positions. And it brings a whole different view to you as to, you know, what you're doing in the community and for the community.
Well, I would think it's interesting you describe it that way, because the suggestion is that, one, the community's assembly or council has committed to and has a structure that allows for long-range thinking, the art of the long view, so that when you realize that something that it's right in front of you, you take care of that. There are some crisis, acute situations, but there are also things that happen because they have components that are developed and evolve year after year. And I think having someone who's in the position as a planner with a thinking council assembly allows for that, because these projects very often that we have talked about are multi-year, if not decades.
They are. And, it's really interesting that, you know, you have that sort of cliche that the wheels of government turn very slowly. And quite often I hear that as a complaint. But I actually feel that that's sometimes a good thing because it allows you to take that long think and that long view. Mm-hmm. I'm really fortunate in working with Palmer because the city of Palmer as a community has shown its willingness and its ability to do that long view right from, you know, the first day that it was incorporated. And you see that today when you think about what it is that the city council is really involved in, updating the airport master plan, updating the wastewater treatment master plan. Really giving thought to the economic development of the community. Those are things that don't have an immediate payoff, but they have tremendous payoff for the community in the next decade, in the next 20 years. And those good payoffs, the good results of having a community that people love like they love Palmer, mm-hmm. that's a result of, that didn't happen overnight, and that didn't happen because somebody gave it 24 hours worth of thought. It happened because people have sat down and said, who are we? What do we want to be? And how do we make sure that that's how we get there? And that's a continuing process with Palmer. And so Palmer has the reputation of being a great community, and that's because they've invested the time to think about what they want to be in the future.
Okay. I tend to agree with that. I've lived here for a number of years, and that's my sense of it's the place. Certainly, as I think back 20 or 30 years, Palmer was in that curious situation of being the same yet different.
Yeah.
And as I've moved about and visited and revisited places, whether it's my hometown or whatever, I think finding that sweet spot between evolving yet not changing so much, so there's so much turbulence that people lose a connection to whatever it is. I know that there are areas around some urban centers. Washington, D.C. as a place, for example, is surrounded by suburbs. And I can remember visiting one suburb that was a town very much like Palmer, actually. There was a feed store on the main street, and, mm-hmm. and it was a quiet kind of place. And then within 10 years, it had transformed dramatically. There was very, very little, even vestigial aspects of that that were left. It was gone. It had mm-hmm. become another place. Not to say that it wasn't a bad place. It accommodated many residents and so on, but mm-hmm. it had changed the character into becoming a very, very busy, some would say noisy environment. Mm-hmm. So we don't have that rapidity of growth, even though we've been talking, and maybe that's the thing we should move into. We've been talking very often borough level about the growing population within the borough. Borough, big place, but the central core area, I think we've touched, as people have suggested, 100,000 people.
Yes.
Given that growth, and how has Palmer both accommodated for the growth, benefited in some ways from the increased population? It has grown. It hasn't perhaps grown as much as some other areas. How does Palmer do that?
Well, I think that, again, Palmer has stayed focused on, you know, who are we? And I think the decisions that are being made, both internal and external to Palmer, sort of reflect the fact that people value what Palmer has. So we see the continued growth and the interest in making sure that that sort of the downtown, the core area of Palmer, that is our business community, is alive and well, and really stays focused on sort of that high quality, unique product to sell that that represents sort of high touch, handcrafted, personal, unique items. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, communities that are growing, and Palmer is growing, and the area around Palmer is growing quite rapidly. They need to have that, and they expect that in Palmer. But at the same time, you really need to place sometimes where you need to zip in and buy kids' gym clothes for their class at school that they don't tell you about till the last minute.
Right.
And we have missed that component in the past, and we're about to kind of fill that niche with the new store that's coming in. It's being built right this, as we talk. And that's properly placed, just as the old shopping mall was, very close to the core, but not in the core. So we haven't allowed the new convenience, more variety, not so high touch, high quality, but still very necessary items that we want to buy to displace what keeps Palmer unique. And I think that will, I think that trend will always happen. I really do not think that Palmer is going to allow itself to undergo the kind of metamorphosis that you're talking about, that other community.
Right.
Where you could get so enamored of chasing that next sale that you just lose who you really are. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things in our zoning code that keep it that way. And certainly there's the attitude of the community that I think that will make that happen. At the same time, because we are growing, we do need to recognize that we have to do a few things different. And recognizing that we need to welcome those other kinds of businesses to our community, just make sure they're in the right place. That's an important thing, too. And I think that Palmer has managed to do that balancing act.
And I think Palmer has had the advantage of being a location where formerly there was a hospital. It presently is a very large court system complex, not just a courthouse, but a complex of things associated with that. Certainly a borough building and center for borough government, certainly the city of Palmer. As I think about these and the electric company, and telephone company headquartered here, I think given what you've said, we have a situation that's unique in great part because the original footprint, development of Palmer had a contiguous center, a place. So you can talk about the center of Palmer, and it's hard in some other communities to know where the center is.
That's true, and it's important because that's one of the first things that you notice whether you're thinking about it or not about any new community is, does it have a place? Does it have a center? And Palmer does, very much, definitely. We are the institutional center of the borough. We have state offices here and federal offices here, and, of course, the borough offices are here. And that's an important part of who we are, is that we are sort of the governmental center for this whole area. But one of the things that people don't recognize, because, again, Palmer did it really, really well. They thought about it and implemented it, decades ago, is that we're a surprisingly industrial community. And people don't think about Palmer having industrial businesses. But MEA and MTA really have some industrial presence here.
Absolutely.
We have all the wonderful businesses that are out in the business park. Some of the most innovative electronic forward-thinking businesses in this state are located right here in Palmer. But again, they're located in the proper place. And so people can live here for a very long time and not realize that we have a pretty large industrial park, very well established industrial businesses here. But they are, as a result of the development of the industrial park and zoning for industry, they're properly placed. So that the Palmer has the fortunate of having certainly the retail businesses and the institutional uses, but we also have a very viable healthy industrial component too.
So let us look now at the planning that's going on at the moment. What occupies most of your time? What are the big planning directions that you see?
Well, of course, right now we do have the Board of Economic Development and we have the new Parks and Recreation Board. And so I spend quite a bit of time with those two groups as they go through the process of envisioning, for example, what are parks? How do we tie all our little pieces of pedestrian ways together? Very much the business of the Parks and Recreation Board. And those two boards are getting ready to meet on January the 4th. At 6 o'clock at City Hall, as a joint group, to discuss what is their vision. Do we share a common vision between all the amenities that are represented by the Parks and Rec Board and our economic development thinkers on the Board of Economic Development? And that's going to be quite an interesting.
This is the first time they've met jointly?
This is the first time that they've met jointly. Oh. Although, again, they're both sort of charged with coming up with recommendations for the City Council. One on economic development and one on parks, recreation, and cultural resources. And it is so exciting that they've decided to meet together because they're not going to be marching off in two different directions, because you can do that. You can talk about amenities without noticing their economic impact. And you can talk about economic development of businesses and so on without really thinking about the impact on the culture of the community. And so I think that's going to be quite an exciting meeting, and I hope that whatever thoughts and process comes out of that for those two boards, they make it the milestone of the task that they have for this next year.
And I'm happy you mentioned both of those boards, because what it reflects to me is that it's not just the council sitting and meeting in its own little meeting to do all of this, but there's an advantage being taken of the expertise and citizenry's input into these decisions, and making use of committees such as that is a very important thing. Not every area does that well.
That's true, and again, that is an opportunity for the City Council to hear from people in the community that they themselves have appointed to these boards and commissions. Because of either their expertise, their knowledge about Palmer, about different topics that affect Palmer. And it's just a wonderful opportunity for the boards and commissions to share what the community is feeling about various issues with the city council. City council has always relied on the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they have a different role, but equally important role in implementing the plans of the city council through their decisions on zoning and variances and other conditional use permits and so on. So we have a good balance of citizen input into the decision-making process that then moves up to the city council.
We've mentioned a third group, in addition to economic development and trails and parks, the Planning Commission.
Yes, and the Planning Commission, Pomeroy has had a Planning Commission, since the 60s. And a lot of the things that I talked about earlier, the fact that we do have a robust industrially zoned area that appropriate industries are located within, and that we do have institutional areas and commercial areas. That really is a result of a lot of the thought that was implemented by the Planning and Zoning Commission for the City of Palmer. They certainly have helped shape our different comprehensive plans through the decades. And they really are the ones that are charged with thinking about in a very structured way about what is on the ground in Palmer. Mm-hmm.
I know that there are many little things and bigger things that have to be considered. I can remember such things as when you talk about all the guidelines for what can or cannot be done in the city. That can be ranging from, the number of chickens.
Yes.
Which occupied a lot of discussion.
It did. It was an important discussion.
Oh, right. As people became more interested in having chickens and moving from one number to the other, and whether roosters are allowed or not, and so on. And to other issues that are such, they keep, particularly with the pressure of growth, issues of parking. Seems to me I have heard that come up from time to time. That hasn't interfered, it doesn't seem, with the construction of some new buildings. In addition to Fred Meyer Building, of course, we have the building right next to City Hall, which is a rather large clinic.
Yes, very excited to see that one coming to fruition, and it'll be a real asset to the community.
So Palmer's parking, looking on into the future, not just now, not the guidelines that are there. Do you see that as becoming an area that's going to have more attention?
Well, I think it will need to have more attention. I don't think at this moment for the majority of the year that we have a true parking problem. I think that on almost any given day, if you need to park in the downtown area, you can certainly find parking in the downtown area. We do have events, times of the year where it's really hard to find a parking space. But again, it's a balancing act. You don't want to have so much parking that you end up with acres and acres of empty spaces most of the time.
Right.
But at the same time, it's very frustrating if you're here for a parade or if you're here for a specific event, if you have to drive around a little bit and walk a little bit because you can't find a parking space. So that is the balance, and that's one of the issues that the Planning and Zoning Commission discusses, and it's something that they look at very carefully when something new, a new business, a new large business wants to come into town. At this point in time, we allow shared parking and joint use parking. For example, if you are located, as some of our institutional uses are, close to a church, you can get a parking agreement with a church because your business hours don't really coincide with their more high-volume dates to use parking. And those are things that have worked very well for Palmer, and I think that will continue to work. But as we, again, attract a few more businesses into the downtown area, the city may really need to give some thought to, do we have enough parking?
So do you ever foresee in the foreseeable future parking meters in downtown Palmer?
That's not a discussion I think that anybody has had. Again, it really isn't a control for parking that the city has an interest in at this point in time that I'm aware of. Mostly, again, we're just interested in making sure that if you want to park to come into one of our businesses, that there's room for you to do that within a reasonable walking distance.
Because I know that, and that's, of course, one of the things, you're going into Anchorage, unless you're going to one of the malls where there's parking available. If you're going downtown, there's the finding a parking space issue. And there also, there are places that have used, and I find this in other communities, directions that say two-hour parking, et cetera.
Yes, and that kind of leads me right into the project that we're working on now, which is our wayfinding program. And we are, if you're interested in helping us decide on what kind of signs, for example, this way to parking, and what they should look like, there is a application on the city's website to volunteer to serve on the wayfinding committee. City Council will be selecting those members to work with the consulting firm. And what we'd like to do is select a style of signage for the city of Palmer that will, in an attractive way, direct people in and around our community to all the different types of venues that we have here.
Okay. Mike Malevsky here, and I've been talking with Sandra Garley. We've been talking about planning in the city of Palmer as part of our Inside the City programming. There are other topics. I think your day is probably focused on a variety of things. And in the remaining minutes that we have, would you have anything else that you'd want to talk about?
Well, another big part of our the work that we do in my department specifically is code compliance. And it's again, because of the number of years that I've worked in planning, there are two ways to look at the community, making sure that your community meets the standards that are in your codes. One is code enforcement and one is code compliance. And there are two different attitudes. Code enforcement is more of use of the stick. Code compliance is really trying to work with the community members to bring them into compliance with what the rules are. And in our department, we focus on code compliance. So we do contact people who appear to be out of compliance, let them know, give them an opportunity to come in and either chat with us on the phone or come into compliance. And that's something that we're looking forward to. If they don't respond, then we do move more into the enforcement process. And the city of Palmer does have the power to cite you if you're not in compliance with one of the codes, or to take you to court, ultimately, if there's no effort to come into compliance. But we've had really good luck, I think, with the community members. Most of them are not aware if they have something in their front yard that shouldn't be there, like an appliance that that they're waiting to get hauled away. And generally, once we contact them, they're willing to work with us to get that moved.
Okay. Well, that's an important reminder. I know that whenever I begin to look at doing something within our own small plot of land, I say, oh, okay, let me just check. Sandra Garley serves as the city planner and department director of the Department of Community Development. That's correct, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I just always like to check that. And you can be reached as well as the other members of the department by calling 745-3709.
That's correct.
That'll make that happen. Well, I appreciate your coming in and giving, I think, listeners a perspective that planning is not just sitting around in a room making marks on the wall and saying, this is what we want to happen 10 years from now, but has everything, as you've just described, from the real now situation to implications that are huge in terms of perhaps, I almost have this image of reminding the council as moving along on something, given a historical picture of why something was in place and the implications going on when you put all this stuff together.
Yeah. You want to avoid those unintended consequences, and that's part of the planning picture too.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sandra Garley, for coming in this morning for Inside the City.